All right, I am on the phone with Morgan Cox, who plays Hedwig in Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And
hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Morgan?
Doing really well.
So
a lot better than last Saturday night.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's the thing. This is one of those things that a lot of people don't know about it. And I found this out yesterday when someone mentioned it to me. I knew you were in the play. I know Joe Kaselka's in the play. I know you guys both very well. And I was planning on seeing it. But something happened on Saturday night that was that went terribly wrong. Why don't you explain what happened?
Well, yeah, I got hit in the face with a bottle, very, to put it very bluntly. And it was something that was staged within the show.
Right.
That and happens, so that it was just night. Something. Right. Yeah. It's something that, in fact, we rehearse before the show as sort of like they call it a fight call. We get up and we do it like at half speed, and then we do it at full speed, and just to make sure, okay, we're in the right place to be throwing this bottle around. But the show conditions are very, very different than the fight call conditions.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have I don't want to spoil too much, but I've got water and tomato juice all over my person, mm-hmm. all over my hands and everything, and the bottle gets slippery every night, and just happened to really be in the wrong place at the wrong time and hit me real hard. Ended up hitting me real hard right above my lip, and had to get 18 stitches, 20 stitches total, 18
wow.
on the outside, two underneath. Had to go to the emergency room.
Now this is that is just amazing. I mean, I've seen a million plays there at NCRT. I've never seen anything like this go so terribly wrong. So this happens towards the end of the play, and were audiences they aware that you actually were injured?
I believe so, just because we had people sort of running up onto the stage. The stage manager is trained in these kind of things. And so she was there immediately, and house lights, as soon as people realized something was wrong, the sort of house lights came up immediately. And there were people around me, which I'm glad of. Normally if anything happens like this on stage, Hedwig would be the person who would say something to the audience and sort of be like, okay, all right, folks, this and in character. But I couldn't really do that.
But you were bleeding profusely at the time, so you were able to explain to the audience what was going on.
Right, exactly. And so it was sort of one of these moments to where it was a little bit ambiguous. But what's really great is that I've gotten nothing but positive. Anybody who I've talked to that was there only talks about like, oh yeah, that was weird, but man, you were good. You know, the ending was a little strange, and I was like, oh, no, there's actually supposed to be two more songs.
Yeah. It was an unexpected sudden ending to the play that night.
And yeah,
happened Saturday night, and
yeah.
You're going back on again this weekend, right?
Right, and, throughout this week, as the healing process has been happening, I was able to go into my doctor yesterday. And so we were, talking about all kinds of different options of switching the weekends or, whatever needed to happen so that I can be the most healthy when going back into the role. My doctor was, he's like, well, when does the show start back up again? And I was saying Friday. And he's like, well, if you're going to do the show, leave the stitches in. And so what we're going to do is we're going to perform. I'm going to perform with the stitches in. And I think we're just going to not make up that area. Physically, I'm feeling great, good to go. The pain is really not even that bad. It's healing up really, really well.
Well, you really epitomize the show must go on.
Well, I wanted that to happen,
Like uh-huh.
I was sort of on pins and needles about it until I talked to my doctor and he checked it out completely, and he's a really great doctor, and so that's good. I've got health insurance through my job, thank goodness. So that's I'm really lucky in a lot of ways.
Wow, that's Now, the thing is, we're not going to go into gory details because they really are kind of gory details. But you really got pretty cut up. I mean, with 20 stitches, that's nothing to sneeze at. This was an actual glass bottle that shattered on your face, correct?
No, it didn't break.
It didn't break. Oh, I thought it broke.
No. Yeah. Which is why I think it hit in the way that it did. I think I got hit by the bottom. Mm-hmm. There was really, it was very much a blur. I really don't remember much. And the thing that just keeps coming back to my mind is that in my life, historically, I'm not good with these kind of situations. I have never reacted in the way that I did, and that is with calmness. And of course, I was worried about scarring and my face. And true. I think, but that was the most that I freaked out. I was sort of, after the entire thing, I was my girlfriend and I both were sort of just very impressed that I didn't scream and pass out and have to carry me.
It's kind of an interesting thing I've noticed with serious trauma that there is more calmness and actually less pain than there is with the more simple traumas. I once hit my foot with a shovel and I just laid it open. I was like, oh my God. And I was looking at it. I was like, that didn't hurt. And I felt very calm about it. And it was like, you know, I was in the hospital getting stitches. I was like, but I've got a splinter. And it's like, ow. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So go figure. Go figure. Now you have no understudy, right?
Not for this show. Mm-hmm. No. And that's normally, what would have happened is that, you know, if there was an understudy for the role, you would have had this weird moment where there was like, you know, an actor who comes out, you know, we would quietly sort of wheel me away.
Right.
And out the back door. And
it'd be like a bewitched moment where there's a new Darren Stevens. And we're like, huh, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, right. Well, and like I said, I've never seen anything quite like this or been part of anything quite like this happening on the stage. I've had to stop shows because of audience members before. I was once in a show where a guy had a heart attack in the front row.
Oh my.
And everybody froze on stage, and it was during a musical number. And so the lead actor of the show just kind of came out and said, hold. And then we sort of went backstage, and the ambulance was able to come in and sort of get the guy out of the theater and into the ambulance and to the hospital. And we were actually able to go back on stage to the exact same spot. And they were able to sort of pull the orchestra up to the exact same spot. And
amazing.
We just kept going. Right. Yeah. From that point.
All righty. Well, the beginning to tonight, Friday night, the show must go on, and you were going to be back up on stage.
And I can't wait. It's an amazing show. I'm having so much fun with it. It's like nothing I've ever done before.
Well,
it's the hardest I've ever had to work as an actor.
I've definitely been looking forward to seeing it. I mean, I know both you and Joe very well, and I've just been looking for the time to get over there to see that. And now with the added excitement, you're not gonna do this again, are you?
There'll be some extra jokes about my face. That's about it.
Okay.
Because, it's not something we can hide. It's a big, it's some stitches.
Now, the character of Hedwig is very made up. I mean, there is a lot of makeup. How are you going to deal with those areas with the stitches?
I think we're just not going to hit that spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about doing some invisible bandage or invisible or what do they call it? Liquid bandage or something like that.
Sure.
But I don't know. You know, that's just the it's going to sweat onto it anyway. The thing about the character is that the way it's written, she comes out with the makeup perfect in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the show goes on, there's no fixing of it because she doesn't go off stage.
Right.
And so it just sort of turns into a Picasso painting by the end.
Wow.
You know? And so, I think we're just going to avoid it and just avoid the covering it up.
Yeah. Probably.
And I'm just going to have to make reference to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The closest thing I've ever seen to this is when my son was in high school, they were doing the play Helen Keller. And it was towards the end of the play also, interestingly enough. And the goblet wound up hitting Annie Sullivan in the lip and really cut it pretty badly. But she just kept on going till the thing was over. And I go, did that thing actually hit you? And she's like backstage bleeding. It's like, oh, wow, it really did. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once my son was going to he had the lead in the play The Foreigner. And that night, the evening of that, as he was walking home from school, he got hit by a car. And there was no understudy for that. So he was he had complete amnesia. He thought he was several years back in school. And but the memory came back, and you know he did have someone who came in as an understudy for a few shows, but he came back and did it, and everything was fine. But I was like, oh my goodness, you showbiz people, you're hardcore about the show must go on.
Yeah, right. And it is that's really what it is. It's live theater. Anything can happen.
Yep.
People say it as a joke. But sometimes it's like, oh, whoa, no, that was really actually very, very real.
Yeah, very real. All righty. Well, the show is Hedwig and the Angry Inch. It looks fantastic. I know Neil Patrick Harris played it on Broadway. The
original guy
the soundtrack's
who wrote
amazing.
It
yeah.
created the character is going back into it on Broadway, too.
Cool.
John Cameron Mitchell, yeah, is going to be returning to the role for an 8-week Broadway run, so that's
fantastic.
Exciting.
Fantastic. What a lot of great music. It's just an extraordinary amount of great music in this thing.
Oh, yeah, the humor's really over the top, the music's really over the top, and they sort of have to do it that way because it is an intensely sad story.
Yeah. Alrighty. So be prepared for intensely sad, but no more getting hit in the face, right, Morgan?
No, not that kind of sad. No. Yeah, right. Definitely going to be careful from now on.
We don't need the real sadness there. All right, Morgan Cox, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. As I said, this has been kind of a news drought about this. No one really has heard anything about it. I just kind of heard from the inside that it happened, and I had to talk with you. So anyway, good luck tonight, and good luck with the makeup.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Actually, I shouldn't say good luck. Break a leg.
Yeah, right. Let's do that.
Yeah, break a lip, not a lip though. You already
no,
did that.
No.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Take.